Hurricane Katrina's anniversary looks back on changed lives. Revival hits AIDS-plagued Africa, and a big cube reaches the lost around the world. These stories and more straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. Flood marks test the resolve for Gulf Coast residents today on the one-year anniversary of Hurricane Katrina's fury. Rubble and mold still greet returning residents as they continue their painstaking rebuild. City Team Ministries' Carol Patterson says they're in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi, operating out of a baseball field.
We do multiple services for the city there, from distribution center to taking food door-to-door, counseling, case management, recovery, AA meetings, and rebuilding over 130 homes.
Many of the people, including children, show signs of distress. Patterson again.
We have seen doors open in Bay St. Louis, and we've seen our volunteers' lives change when they come home and how they spread God's love and good news to wherever they're coming home to. So I think that God's fingerprints are all over this.
Next, Habitat for Humanity is mourning the loss of one of its U.S. volunteers. 57-year-old Patrick Smith of Lexington, Kentucky, was on board the Comair flight that crashed on Sunday morning. Smith was Habitat's 2004 Volunteer of the Year. He was going to Gulfport, Mississippi for the one-year anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. Smith was a visionary for the construction of 161 homes in India and Sri Lanka after the tsunami. Habitat builds homes for the poor in Jesus' name. You're listening to Mission Network News. Crisis prompts revival. Evangelist Sammy Tippett points to the example of the American Christian Revival of 1857. With AIDS rampant in Africa, the time is now to see the same thing happen there. While evangelism is another important ingredient, too, Tippett's strategy targets another people group.
Next year, beginning January 2007, to launch a movement of praying for your family, revival within the family, a spiritual renewal within our families of our churches, and in particular the leadership of our churches.
Tippett says his team is laying the groundwork for a solid launch towards unity over the next year.
I'm going to be presenting that material in Uganda, and I'll be presenting some of that material here in South Africa, and that is really for in preparation for a launch next year. We already have five nations that have gotten on board.
The conference is wrapped up days ago, and plans are in the works to finish the follow-up literature in time for the official launch in 4 months. Next, there are billions around the world who have yet to hear the gospel, countries inaccessible to missionaries. These are the areas where radio is most effective. HCJB World Radio's Engineering Center helps nationals establish radio stations, so says Kurt Bender.
We come alongside them and help them by providing technical assistance, training in how to run a radio station, how to produce programs, and then basically we'll even go and install the stations and get them up and running.
They've designed and developed transmitters that can be carried into a country in a suitcase. Bender says this has enabled HCJB to help millions hear the gospel.
We have estimates of 300 broadcast sites are on air or have come on air as a result of the radio planting ministry. There are over 100 countries that we have assisted local Christian groups.
But the need outpaces resources. And E3 Resources' Big Cube is a powerful evangelism tool that opens up to 16 inches tall. Lay evangelists use it to captivate and disciple children, who in turn can then share the gospel with their friends. The Big Cube is also effective in overseas missions. In fact, many find that if they pull it out, they draw a crowd and then can use the pictures to explain the message of the gospel. It's simple enough to be understood by a child, yet effective enough to be embraced by ministries around the world. Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam's holy month of Ramadan begins September 23rd. For a gift of any amount, MNN is making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide that helps you pray more effectively for Muslims during their holiest times of the year. Get your copy by calling 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.